WJTL Paul Balazs found in Humanic Drive's new song, Thank God I'm Alive. Prior to that, good morning. Happy Thursday. Annie and Fred with you at 7:04.
Hey, friends, be sure to tune in to WJTL this Friday and Saturday. There's a chance to win the brand new 15-track album from Carrie Job. This album, The Blessing, is a celebration of God's victory, hope, and peace during, of course, this unprecedented season that's happening in our world. Listen for your chance to win new music from Carrie Job tomorrow and Saturday on WJTL.
Joining us live on the phone this morning, the area coordinator for Operation Christmas Child, Dan Lenning. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Fred. Good morning, Annie.
Good morning, Dan.
So great to have you on the phone. Anybody want to give a shout-out to, Dan?
I would love to give a shout-out to the staff here at Piercing that I work with full-time at Piercing Word, and the cast and crew that we travel around with. And also I work with Servant Stage, so I'd love to give a shout-out to those folks. And then I would love to give a shout-out to all of the year-round volunteers for Operation Christmas Child who serve so diligently all year-round trying to get things ready for this time of year. And then lastly, if I may, thank everybody who has packed a shoebox and is planning to pack shoeboxes this year. It's such an awesome ministry, and I thank you so much for the generosity and the willingness that people have to serve in this capacity. It's awesome.
That is awesome. Yeah, I want you to tell us about Operation Christmas Child. But first, I understand you've been a faithful WJTL listener for 20 years.
Woo-hoo.
I have, yeah. I've listened to the morning show for since I moved here in 1998. So it's a little bit, I've lived here a little bit over 20 years, but I moved to Branson for a little while with Sight and Sound, and now I came back. So about 20 years I've been listening to the morning show, Fred, and it's such a thrill to be able to speak with you.
Oh,
I can't tell you.
Dan, it's great. It's so great to have you on the phone. And tell us about Operation Christmas Child and how WJTL listeners can get involved this year.
Yeah, Operation Christmas Child is this amazing ministry that is, it's a part of Samaritan's Purse. And so what we do is we collect shoeboxes that are filled with toys and hygiene items and school supplies, and they get collected and then distributed to children in countries where there's a great need. And some of these kids will have, they'll just never have even received a present of any kind in their lives. We can't even fathom that. Like, we get presents before we're born at baby showers, and, you know, we're just getting presents our whole lives. But in some of these countries, they never get a single gift. And so this is something that these kids can call their own. But the really cool part about it is that it's given in the context of a gospel presentation. And so Samaritan's Purse goes over and trains the local Christian leaders to present these boxes and to distribute them to the kids in their areas. And so they'll be trained, and they'll give these out. And the boxes, though they're filled with toys and fun things and some hygiene items and school supplies, they're given as a representation of God's love. And so it's a tangible way to express how much God loves them. And so these kids get these boxes and are just thrilled. And you can see a lot of videos online of just the elation on kids' faces when they open these boxes and see these things. They've never seen anything like it, a lot of them.
Yeah.
But the other neat part is that when they get the box, they also get a little booklet called The Greatest Gift. And The Greatest Gift is a illustrated gospel presentation in and of itself. And so, and it's in their own language, or a close derivative of that, that they would understand. So it's not, you know, it's not done through a translator. It's right there in their own language. And that will present the gospel to them again. And these kids will take that home and share it with their families. And they'll have conversations around it. So it just grows and multiplies. And then they get invited to come back to a discipleship program called The Greatest Journey. And that's a 12-part discipleship program that walks them through the gospel, and there's a graduation ceremony at the end, and a commitment to continue in with Christ. So if they accept Christ at the end, there's a little celebration and graduation ceremony at the end. So it's just awesome. But What I love is it not only impacts the kids, but it also impacts their families because they're taking it home and they're sharing it with them. It affects the local Christian leaders because they're being trained how to present this and how to teach the the greatest journey, and then to go beyond that to continue to teach other to teach the children to go deeper in the Word of God. And it's just an incredible, incredible ministry. So
we're talking with Dan Lenning, Dan from Operation Christmas Child. Dan, I know that this is your first year as the area coordinator. I'm curious, how did you get started with Operation Christmas Child, packing boxes and being involved?
Yeah, I got started because of my mom. And I love telling my mom's story because I want to encourage people to, because this is something that you can do so easily with your family and teach your children how to be generous and how to give. So my mom, it's almost a tragic story. My mom was very, very involved with Operation Christmas Child, and she started right around the time that it began. And it started in 1993, and she probably started packing boxes in 94, and she was so excited about it, and she was always say, Daniel, she called me Daniel, not many other people do, but she said, Daniel, you would really love this. And I was like, yeah, yeah, Mom, that's great. I'm glad you have a hobby, and I couldn't be bothered to help her. And so she started doing boxes just on her own. She wasn't even doing it through a church. She was just packing them on her own. She packed 12 boxes the first year, and then she got to 50, and then she got to 100, and she was just growing and growing it. And my mom passed away in 2009, and after she passed away, some of my family and I finished packing the stuff that she had in her garage. Her cousins helped her, and they knew what to do, so they showed us how to do it. We packed 750 boxes that
Incredible.
Year
wow.
in my mom's garage, just the stuff that she had there ready for that year. So
that's amazing.
After that, I was like, I can't just let that not happen mm-hmm. anymore.
Yeah.
So I got compelled. And so it started as a way to honor my mom's memory. But then as I started to understand it better, it became a passion of mine as well. And I understood what my mom did. So I wish I had gotten involved with her, but I'm so grateful for the legacy that she's left for me.
Yeah, how awesome. Well, check it out online, SamaritansPurse.org, SamaritansPurse.org. We'll talk more with Dan coming up, find out how you can get involved and how things are changed this year in 2020 with Operation Christmas Child. Music on the way too, Blue Tree, Jonathan.